ラジオビジネス英語へようこそ。講師の柴田真一です。
And I'm Jenny Silver. Welcome to Business English for Global Competence.
この講座で世界で通用する英語表現を学び、ビジネスを前に進めるスキルを身につけましょう。
Yes, let's learn how to communicate effectively in business.
毎週金曜日は各界で活躍するプロフェッショナルのインタビューを取り上げます。関連語彙を習得しながら英語力を向上させ、さまざまな話題に対応できる教養を身につけていきましょう。
So let's get started.
今月来月のゲストはイラストレーターのケイリン・フォールズさんです。今日は日本で働くにあたり直面した文化的な違いについて話を聞きます。ではインタビューを聞く前に聞き取りのポイントを確認しましょう。
Listening point. What made Kayleen go freelance sooner than she had originally planned?
Kayleen さんが元々の計画よりも早くフリーランスになったきっかけは何ですか？ではこの点を意識しながらインタビューを聞いてみてください。
Okay, let's listen to today's interview.
So, you're faced with language challenges at first. You must have encountered cultural differences as well. Could you tell us a bit about it?
I think I had come somewhat prepared. I came here knowing I was going to be working long hours, but I was not expecting to spend the night at the company and work weekends at the company. That was very tricky at first because I'd finally made it to Japan. I had finally made it to Tokyo. I was living my dream, and yet I was in the company so much of the time. And the weekends came and I was too tired. So I would spend an entire day sleeping. And in the end, I only had a day maybe in which to do household chores, in which to do anything else I wanted to do. And so that was probably the biggest cultural issue. And I knew coming here, I would face it, but actually experiencing it was something different altogether, yeah.
Right. So the work environment totally changed.
I had originally planned to go freelance at the end, maybe after 10 years of working in an agency. However, I realized personally that I wanted to be able to experience more of Japan than I was currently experiencing. So I decided to take that leap a bit sooner than I had originally anticipated. So after 5 years, I decided to research into becoming a freelancer working in Japan. And where I'm at currently, I always say, I'm very glad I spent 5 years working at traditional Japanese design agencies. I think it was a very important learning experience. I was able to gain the vocabulary, gain the trust. Even now, clients, when they hear that I worked at these bigger agencies, they realize I can understand the culture aspect of it. And knowing what is expected, knowing what is expected of a designer working in Japan. But I'm also very glad that I no longer work at a design agency here. I put in my hours. I put in the labor and the sweat. And then after 5 years, I went freelance. And now I feel like I have a very good balance in my current work-life balance.
いかがでしたか？うまく聞き取れましたか？ではインタビューの中から押さえておきたい単語や表現をチェックしていきましょう。
Words and phrases. Tricky.
厄介な、扱いにくい。
Tricky describes something that is difficult and may require special effort or consideration. An example would be,Driving in the rain is tricky. It requires more attention and skill than usual. Live one's dream.
夢見ていた生活を送る。夢を実現させる。
To live your dream means to have your dream job, or living exactly as you dream of. Kayleen said that she was living her dream, meaning that she was doing exactly what she had hoped to do. We also have the phrase...Living the dream, which has the nuance that the dream or idea of happiness is shared. You may hear living the dream from other happy travelers when you go on vacation. Household chores.
家事 housework とも言いますね。
Go freelance.
独立する、フリーランスになる。
Take a leap.
なんとかなると信じて、思い切ってやる。
To dare. To go for it. To take a risk. To start something that may seem scary or difficult. Kayleen mentioned that she took a leap from working in a company to going freelance. This indicates that she made a big change that was not easy.If you take a leap, like Kayleen did, courage is essential. Research into
何々について研究する、調べる。
Put in
努力などを注ぎ込む。
In this case, put in means to give your time and energy to something. Kayleen said, I put in my hours and I put in the labor.Meaning that she gave many hours and lots of labor to the company. Here's another example. You've been putting in a lot of hours at work. Get some rest.
では、語句が理解できたところで、今日のインタビューをもう一度聞いてみましょう。
Listening point. What made Kayleen go freelance sooner than she had originally planned? Okay, let's listen to today's interview again.
So, you're faced with language challenges at first. You must have encountered cultural differences as well. Could you tell us a bit about it?
I think I had come somewhat prepared. I came here knowing I was going to be working long hours, but I was not expecting to spend the night at the company and work weekends at the company. That was very tricky at first because I'd finally made it to Japan. I had finally made it to Tokyo. I was living my dream, and yet...I was in the company so much of the time, and the weekends came, and I was too tired, so I would spend an entire day sleeping, and in the end, I only had a day, maybe, in which to do household chores, in which to do anything else I wanted to do. And so that was probably the biggest cultural issue, and I knew coming here I would face it, but actually experiencing it was something different altogether, yeah.
Right. So the work environment totally changed.
I had originally planned to go freelance at the end, maybe after 10 years of working in an agency. However, I realized personally that I wanted to be able to experience more of Japan than I was currently experiencing. So I decided to take that leap a bit sooner than I had originally anticipated. So after 5 years, I decided to research into becoming a freelancer working in Japan. AndWhere I'm at currently, I always say, I'm very glad I spent 5 years working at traditional Japanese design agencies. I think it was a very important learning experience. I was able to gain the vocabulary, gain the trust. Even now, clients, when they hear that I worked at these bigger agencies, they realize, oh, I can understand the culture aspect of it. And knowing what is expected, knowing what is expected of a designer working in Japan...But I'm also very glad that I no longer work at a design agency here. I put in my hours. I put in the labor and the sweat. And then after 5 years, I went freelance. And now I feel like I have a very good balance in my current work-life balance.
いかがでしたか ?1 回目よりもよく理解できましたかではここで聞き取りのポイントを確認していきましょう。
Listening point. What made Kayleen go freelance sooner than she had originally planned?
答えは?
She realized that she wanted to experience more of Japan.
もっと日本を経験したいのだと気づいたからです。
Enhance your vocabulary.
今日のインタビューはケイリンさんのキャリアのお話でした。ということで、今回はキャリアを語る時の語彙を学びましょう。
Learn the ropes.
基礎を学ぶ。コツを覚える。
As an intern, I gained hands-on experience and learned the ropes of the industry.
インターンとして実地経験を積み、業界の基礎を学びました。Learn the ropes は新人の船乗りが、まずロープの結び方を学んだことから来たフレーズです。Hands-on experience は現場経験、実地経験、実際に手を動かす、やってみる感じです。
Hone one's skills.
スキル、能力を磨く。
As I honed my skills, I advanced to senior roles and I spearheaded big projects.
スキルを磨くにつれて上級の役職に昇進し、大きなプロジェクトを主導しました。Hone は能力や技術を磨く。Hone my skills で自分のスキルを磨くとなります。Spearhead は槍の先というところから、主導する、陣頭指揮を取るという意味になります。
Shape one's career.
キャリアを形成する、築く。
My early experiences in customer service helped shape my career in hospitality management.
駆け出しの頃の顧客サービスの経験は、ホスピタリティマネジメントのキャリア形成に役立ちました。Shape は形作るですから、Shape one's career はキャリアを作る、キャリア形成をするとなります。なお、日本語ではキャリアですが、英語の発音は career ですね。キャリアというと、運送会社、carrier に聞こえてしまうので、気をつけてくださいね。実際に声に出して言うのも大事な練習の一つです。このコーナーで学んだ文を実際に言ってみましょう。
As an intern, I gained hands-on experience and learned the ropes of the industry. As I honed my skills, I advanced to senior roles and I spearheaded big projects. My early experiences in customer service helped shape my career in hospitality management. Your turn.
次の日本語を英語にしてみましょう。ネットワーキングと人間関係の構築が新たな機会への扉を開きました。ネットワーキングと人間関係の構築が新たな機会への扉を開きました。
One example is...Networking and building relationships opened doors to new opportunities.
Open doors to 何々は何々への扉を開くという意味のフレーズです。イメージしやすいですね。いかがでしたか？自分のキャリアについてのコメントを英語でまとめておくと、話題が出た時に慌てなくて済むと思いますよ。今日の言葉です。インタビューの中から印象に残った言葉を紹介します。
And now I feel like I have a very good balance in my current work-life balance.
今はワークライフバランスがとてもうまく取れている気がしています。自分の夢の実現に向けて苦労を重ねてきたケイリンさんのストーリーを知ると、この一言にも重みを感じますね。今回のインタビューいかがでしたか？番組は聞き逃しサービスなどでもお聞きいただけます。何度も繰り返しインタビューを聞いて英語のスピードやリズムに慣れていきましょう。次回のインタビューもお楽しみに。
See you next time.
Bye, Bye.